This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Tuesday, March the 10th, 2026. Glad you're here. Lots to tell you. And here we go with a check of the news. The Arizona Senate turned over election records related to its widely discredited review of Maricopa County's 2020 election to the FBI. From the politics desk, Wayne Schutzke has more.
The Republican-led Senate conducted its so-called audit in response to unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud spread by President Trump and his allies after he lost the 2020 presidential election. Senate President Warren Peterson says he turned over the records from the review last week in response to a federal grand jury subpoena. He made the statement on social media after reports circulated online suggesting federal agents seized voting records from Maricopa County election officials. But both the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and the County Recorder's Office confirmed they have not received subpoenas. The FBI did not respond to questions about why it sought the Senate's 2020 election records. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A proposed ballot measure would change the makeup of Arizona's legislative districts. As Cameron Sanchez reports from our politics desk as well, Democrats feared the change would disadvantage them.
The proposal would alter the makeup of Arizona's Independent Redistricting Commission, which draws the lines making up the state's legislative districts every 10 years. Bill sponsor Senator J.D. Mesnard's plan would add more commission members and make a higher number of them independents, rather than Democrats or Republicans. He also wants to make all the districts closer to the same population size.
If this person represents 10 people and this represents 100 people, there's a difference, right? Uh-huh. Now, that's a magnitude of 10. But the point is 25,000 is a lot of extra people to have to represent. That means all their voices are worth less. That's why equal representation is like the fundamental starting point.
Democrats say making the legislative districts tighter in population would likely make fewer competitive districts for them. The measure advanced out of the state Senate on party lines. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Phoenix police say they are increasing patrols around a mosque in the north part of the city after someone fired pellets or paintballs towards a group that had been inside early Saturday morning. Azza Abousef, with the Arizona chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says Muslims are currently celebrating Ramadan.
Children and families just gathering in a mosque to pray or anywhere should not be fearing violence of any sort.
Phoenix police say they searched the neighborhood around the mosque but did not find a suspect. No one was injured, and the investigation is ongoing. Well, never mind what the groundhog is telling us. Spring weather is arriving earlier every year. That's according to new research that shows the West is indeed warming. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Yvette Fernandez reports.
Climate changes are bringing earlier seasonal warming to many pockets across our region. There are implications for wide-ranging impacts from fewer snow days at ski resorts to parched farms and ranches. Zachary Laib, a climate scientist with the nonprofit Climate Central, says that sets the stage for potential disaster.
The combination of the warming temperatures and the soils that are drying out is creating conditions that are more favorable for wildfires.
Some of the fastest warming cities in the study include Phoenix, Las Vegas, Reno, and Albuquerque. The study also shows extreme heat streaks in the summer are becoming more common. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
A federal judge has ordered FEMA to take steps to reverse its termination of a program that helps protect infrastructure from natural disasters. As Greg Hawney reports, Arizona's attorney general joined that original lawsuit.
The judge had ordered FEMA to restore funding to its Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, or BRIC, program back in December. But Mays and the other suing states asked the federal judge to enforce the order, saying FEMA was not complying with the initial ruling. The judge gave FEMA 2 weeks to communicate with states about the status of current projects. It will also have to make disaster mitigation funds accessible. FEMA will also have to file status reports with the court showing actions it is taking to comply. Mays has previously said about $5 million in BRIC funds are due to Buckeye and Camp Verde for flood projects. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A consultation with leaders of key industries in Mexico found the business community there would prefer to avoid a major overhaul of the treaty that governs trade between their country and the U.S. From the Fronteras desk in Atomosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Mexican business leaders across sectors like agriculture, construction, and tourism told their government that the USMCA trade deal between the US, Mexico, and Canada benefits them. That comes ahead of an upcoming review of that treaty, which President Trump has publicly considered terminating. His first administration negotiated the pact to replace NAFTA. In Mexico, more than 80% of the business leaders surveyed had a favorable view of the treaty. The agreement keeps most of the goods that flow between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada tariff-free. Mexico and the U.S. are set to begin formal trade talks about the future of the treaty next week. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
The Arizona Attorney General's office's hundreds of store clerks and businesses were caught selling tobacco to people under the age of 21 last fiscal year. Matthew Casey has more.
The latest Operation Counterstrike resulted in more than 450 criminal citations issued in connection with nearly 1,900 tobacco retailer inspections. Statewide store compliance checks are done by youth volunteers paired with attorney general investigators. Authorities say the roughly 14% fail rate shows there are persistent bad actors. The AG's office has publicly identified more than a dozen retailers with a, quote, troubling pattern of selling to minors. Two retailers considered to be among the state's worst offenders face consumer fraud lawsuits. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Thousands of women in cities across Mexico protested Sunday on International Women's Day. In the Sonoran capital of Hermosillo, women filled the streets to demand an end to the violence. Nina Kravinsky returns with that story.
Feminist collectives, students, and families with small children were among the protesters who marched to the Sonoran Supreme Court. Their demands on purple cardboard signs and long printed banners were diverse, from an end to imperialism to abortion rights. But the overarching theme at this year's Women's March in Hermosillo was safety. Maria Soto came to the march with her mom.
Creo que tanto yo como la mayoría de mis amigas.
I, along with the majority of my friends, my mom, all the women surrounding us, have survived some type of violence, Soto says. Protesters called on the government to do more to hold abusers accountable and demanded justice for missing and murdered women in the state of Sonora. Some marchers spray-painted the facade of the state Supreme Court and burned signs at its entrance. Teddy Parra Villagran came with her three daughters, including a baby in a stroller with purple face paint, the official color of International Women's Day.
Que sean libres y que ningún hombre las tenga sometidas.
I want them to know that they're free and no man can subjugate them, she says. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Voices of Arizona is a special segment where we spotlight everyday Arizonans who help make our state an extraordinary place to live. In our latest story, Kathy Ritchie introduces us to a woman determined to preserve two military barracks from Camp Papago Park, a World War II POW camp.
Tucked near the Loop 101 and the Salt River sit two weathered wooden huts, barracks from another era. One housed U.S. soldiers.
The one from the American side, the one we're standing next to, actually is made out of, it's a redwood.
That's Darlene Justice. She's the co-founder of the Tempe Historic Preservation Foundation. The other housed German POWs.
The one that the POWs are was made of pine. They were made quite quickly because the war was going on.
For the last 20 years, Justice has worked to preserve these buildings, including a recent effort to save them from being destroyed. Now she's 81.
This is my last rodeo.
To Justice, the barracks aren't just old wood and nails. They're stories, like the time 25 POWs escaped.
What had happened is one of them had found a map. The map showed the Gila River going down to the ocean. They did not understand that there was a dry river.
Justice says the Arizona Heritage Center hopes to take the barracks. If all goes as planned, these two pieces of Arizona history could be on display there by next year. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports basketball, Suns hit the road, begin a six-game road trip in Milwaukee tonight against the Bucks. Phoenix has won 4 of 5 coming into this 10-day journey. Baseball, Diamondbacks in Glendale today. They're at Camelback Ranch to visit the Dodgers, one of 7 spring training games around the Valley on this Tuesday. D-backs 8-9 so far in exhibition play. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Tuesday, March the 10th. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Latzman, and we will do it again, of course, tomorrow. Talk to you then.